Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. Today we're going to look at some of the ins and outs of the fees that investment advisors charge for managing IRA assets. Let's say you're an investment advisor. You charge your clients a fee for your services. The fee is a percentage of the total assets that the client has under management with you. I'm going to assume the fee you charge is a flat percentage of the assets, regardless of account size. Many of your clients actually have several accounts with you, such as a taxable account, a traditional IRA, and a Roth IRA. Your normal procedure is to take the management fee for each account out of that account. But today, four of your clients call up and they want to change the usual deal. Client A wants to pay the management fee for the traditional IRA out of her taxable account instead of out of the IRA itself. For Client B, the management fee was already taken out of the IRA, and he wants to reimburse the IRA for that expense using his taxable funds. Client C wants to do the opposite. She wants the IRA to pay the management fee for her taxable account. Finally, Client D, he wants his traditional IRA to pay the management fees both for itself and for his Roth IRA. You know, this would be a great business if it weren't for the clients. Let's get to work. First, we talk to Client A. She's trying to grow her IRA as fast as possible. So she wants you to pay the management fee for the traditional IRA out of her taxable account. That way, the IRA investments won't be depleted by the management fee. Plus, she may even be able to get an income tax deduction for the management fee if she pays it using outside funds. But at first, you know, client's idea looks like a problem. If you pay the IRA's expenses using outside funds, it looks as though you've made a contribution to the IRA. That could be a problem if the client has already contributed the maximum she's permitted to contribute for the year. But we have good news for Client A. The IRS has always ruled that businesses can pay the management expenses for their retirement plans using company assets. And then the IRS decided individuals should get the same treatment. So the IRS has ruled that individuals can pay ordinary and necessary management fees for their IRAs using outside funds. Having the client pay the typical percentage management fee using outside assets is not considered a disguised contribution to the IRA. And the individual may even be able to get some kind of tax deduction for the fee as an expense incurred for the production of income. However, note, this IRS dispensation does not extend to every possible IRA expense. For example, the IRA's brokerage commissions cannot be paid using outside funds. The favorable IRS position only applies to fees that are based just on the value of the account. It does not apply to transaction fees. Having solved Client A's request, we now turn to Client B. Client B says he just wants the same deal as Client A. He wants to pay the IRA management fee using outside assets. But Client B has one tiny little problem. This year's investment management fee was already deducted directly from his IRA. So Client B wants to know, can he reimburse the IRA for the management fee using outside assets? If not, if you say he can't, he wants to know at least as a consolation prize. Can he treat that payment of the management fee from the IRA as fulfilling, or at least partially fulfilling, his minimum distribution requirement? Sorry, Client B, the answer is no and no. First of all, the IRS dispensation for paying IRA management expenses with non-IRA assets covers only a direct payment of expenses from the taxable account directly to the provider of the services. A cash reimbursement to the IRA for an expense that has already been paid would almost certainly just be considered a cash contribution to the IRA. And that could be a problem if client B has already contributed the maximum for the year. Furthermore, the IRA's payment of its own management fee would not, under any circumstances, be considered a distribution for purposes of the minimum distribution rules. Not that it matters in 2009, because there are no minimum distributions this year anyway. The moral is, if you want to pay IRA management fees using outside assets, pay the fees directly, not by reimbursing the IRA. Okay, we're ready to move on to client C. Client C sees the world differently. She's not trying to build up her IRA. Her IRA is already overfunded. She's trying to find ways to get money out of the IRA without taxes. So she asks you to please pay the management fee for both her taxable and IRA accounts entirely out of the IRA. You should definitely say no to client C. The IRA must not pay expenses that are not properly chargeable to the IRA. If the IRA pays an expense that is really the personal obligation of client C, then at best, that would be considered a taxable distribution to client C. So you wouldn't have accomplished anything. That's the best treatment. At worst, it would be considered a prohibited transaction, which would be a disaster. A prohibited transaction would disqualify the entire IRA. Definitely not worth it. Finally, we turn to client D. He has the brightest scheme of all. He has both a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA with you. He wants to pay the investment advisory fee for both accounts entirely out of the traditional IRA. His purpose, of course, is to disproportionately grow the account that is tax-free, i.e. the Roth IRA, while shrinking the account that is merely tax-deferred, namely the traditional IRA. Please stay as far away as possible from this idea. Ideas for improperly shifting income into tax-free Roth accounts show up regularly on the IRS catalog of listed transactions. Now, the only thing worse than a prohibited transaction is a listed transaction. With a prohibited transaction, the worst that happens is your entire account is disqualified and you pay tax on its entire value immediately, plus any applicable penalties. With a listed transaction, you also incur huge fines, and you and your entire family are exiled to the Pribilof Islands in Alaska. So the bottom line is, there are only two proper ways to handle the investment management fees for IRAs and Roth IRAs. One way is to have the proper share of expenses for each account paid directly out of that account. The other that's proper is to have management expenses for an IRA or Roth IRA paid directly out of a taxable account. Things to avoid are paying transaction fees for an IRA or Roth IRA using outside assets, reimbursing an IRA or Roth IRA for expenses it has already paid, and having an IRA or Roth IRA pay any expenses that are not properly attributable to that particular account. Well, that's basic IRA expenses 101. For Morningstar Advisor, this is Natalie Choate.